Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio and Jack Fritz in for Kyle Quinn as well. Thanks to Jack for stepping in.
It's not true.
What happened there, Kyle? Man.
A little longer in the bathroom than I wanted to.
Oh, you did a Joe to camera?
No, not well.
Well, just leave it there.
I look back, and sometimes in this view that I have, I just can't see Kyle if he's in certain portions of the room.
Yeah.
Then I saw Jack just like look in, and Jack stepped in to
the man,
turn the bed down.
The myth.
Well, so the thing is,
I'm sorry for blowing up your spot.
Yeah,
Kyle.
I mean, look, I mean, when Hugh's late, everyone on YouTube can see when there's an empty chair. If I'm not here, nobody would know. If it was me or Jack back here,
I could tell when I said something, I saw Kyle react negatively.
Caught a stray.
Come on, Kyle.
I mean, it was unnecessary.
Well, listen, I thought it was necessary.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm a senior. I'm allowed to have senior moments.
You're not a senior.
That's
you.
My story. Well, and I'm sticking to it.
I am adamant. 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
I'm just saying. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That groan. That was unnecessary.
That's how he rolls.
You have 5 minutes left in the third, Hugh. So you got some time.
I got a little time.
I don't know if you have any timeouts, though. That's the problem.
No, I got a couple times. I got one.
No timeouts.
No timeouts.
I got a little time.
Not having
a
lot of challenges, timeouts, everything.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Obviously talking a lot about the Phils. We did reference Fritz versus DeCamera earlier. And again, you got to give credit to Jack. I thought he was impressive yesterday.
He stepped up. And the guys were proud of him. The guys definitely were proud of him.
And the biggest thing is, I mean, he maintained his
composure?
Stature as a baseball stature. Guy, I think.
Well, he didn't lose it.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he definitely didn't do that.
The velocity was better than I expected it to be.
But you know what's
funny? Did we get a number?
We didn't get a number, but I could see the final pitch, and it looked like it was coming in.
What did it look like?
Solid. I mean, it looked. I'll say 70-ish.
Wow.
And if that's
70-ish,
if that's his 30th pitch, you know, probably around 75.
Okay.
I doubt it. But
he did say his arm was hurting though. His elbow. He said something about his elbow was cooked.
Yeah, that was to be expected, though. Yeah, I mean, it's good.
You
put effort into it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good job by Jack. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get to the Joe DeCamera incident that we need to talk about in a few minutes. Something that he mentioned with Buzz yesterday that got Hugh's attention. He followed up on that today on the morning show. So, we'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's go to David in the Northeast. What's up, David?
David. That wasn't nice to say just my name's David. Not Davey, anything like that.
I agree.
I apologize.
No problem, guys. It's all fun. Listen, I think Arch, the pitcher for Lehigh, you gotta move him off. I mean, he only had before. He might have been pro. He only played in one pro game. That was that one game. Bring him up. Don't let him.
Who are we talking about here, David?
We're talking about different things here.
Yep.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
Mick Abel.
Mick Abel.
He pitched more than once in the pros.
Yeah.
He played one game.
No. That's not accurate.
Two?
No. It was more like seven,
Just
I think.
Keep guessing.
He's been up here for a while.
Okay, yeah. That's with the minors.
No. In the majors.
No crap. Okay. Well, anyway, with Bryce, I had it done to myself. Would anybody ever think of acupuncture if he's having a problem with his wrist?
Yeah, I've heard acupuncture.
And they don't know. Wait.
My bad. You're right. I apologize. Yeah, my fault.
Okay. Unbelievable.
So that's you doing that. All right. Yeah,
I apologize.
Slow your roll, cuz.
I got you.
All right. Acupuncture. If he's having a problem and it's a mysterious ache or anything, give it a try. I had a trick shoulder, if you know what I mean, you. You just moved your arm a different way, and your arm was popping out of its socket.
Hugh's had shoulder issues in his playing career.
Yeah. Well, I got it fixed, but I was always having that achy pain all the time, up and down my arm, till I got acupuncture. So I got acupuncture done.
That's good. I don't know if Harper's into acupuncture, though. I think he doesn't do the needles or the pins.
It's the pins.
Yep.
And the Chinese, they've been doing it for thousands of years.
That's true.
Yes, they have.
And, you know.
So you think that's the answer, David? That's what's going to fix them?
Give it a try. No harm in trying.
Did it fix you?
Yes.
We can so no pain whatsoever now?
Stuff that I can endure.
Okay.
Not much. But it just felt like, you know how you sleep on your arm, and then when you wake up and you're like,
feels a little dead. Feels a little dead. Yeah, I got you.
Just had that ache that you were sleeping on your arm.
Yes.
You know, stuff like that. And then you have to sit and try to do rowing position or moving your arm to, you know, everything gets flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Try the acupuncture. I've done it. It's not cheap.
Okay.
They can work.
Oh, you count me out.
Right. I think we should get Harper in touch with David.
Yeah. Well, David, we appreciate it, buddy. Hopefully we can pass it along to the Phillies.
I tuned out when he said not cheap.
Okay. And another thing.
What else
you got to do something with Jimbo. Dallas Jimbo. He sounds like a guy that's as big as Texas.
Dallas Jimbo. Oh.
He's talking about Cowboy Jimbo. He's
got to be smoking something.
Obnoxious. I just feel like pounding his face in.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's just like, hey, listen, since
no violence, right, David.
Since you guys got a challenge, how about if I do a little boxing number on Jim's face?
No,
okay.
No,
Jim's
we don't condone violence.
We're moving past violence.
Yeah,
it's whatever. All right. Just. So
you good there, David? That everything for you?
You good?
I'm hoping.
Sounds like so.
Bro, what do you think they're going to do? The Flyers are going to get a goal.
The Flyers.
I don't want no Swiss cheese
I don't think anybody.
Me neither. Nope.
Appreciate it, David. They signed a goalie, didn't they? They signed a goalie from from Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're going to do.
In the cup, here we come,
David. He has some herb qualities to him, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's herbish.
But in his own unique way.
Yeah.
Which is good. We haven't heard from David in a while, Hugh.
It's been a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how'd you feel when he kind of told you to dial it back a little bit?
Well, because he was right.
I worry about that when Horace speak to you that way.
Well, no, he was right. You know, I had to dial it back a little bit. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay with being put in my place every now and then.
Well, I just never know when that – I never know how it's going to go, you know, because sometimes you don't like it.
I'm growing. It all depends on the delivery.
Right.
Because, you know, you have to gauge the delivery.
Well, that was the thing. I thought his delivery was a little disrespectful.
Well, no, it wasn't. Dave was trying to make a point, and he was right. I jumped in. I jumped in prematurely. And, you know, he corrected me. Now, I'm cool with that. Every now and then, you know, you have to be corrected by your elders. So I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave was all right.
This is a day of growth for you, Hugh.
No, I mean, it all depends on who it is. Now, you know, some cats, you know, they mess with the bull, you get the horns. But, you know. Dave caught me, you know, he caught me, and I was wrong. I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
Good. Well, not really.
You. No,
there you
go. You
don't. Time for a read on our Twitter question of the day. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is Andrew Painter on the table for you at all at this upcoming deadline? 60% say yes. He is on the table. Now, he doesn't seem to be for the Phillies. I mean, Matt Gelb's piece indicated as such. But for the right piece, I think that he should be if you're going to win it all this year. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll have you people coming up at 1:45. But first, we need to follow up on something from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joe DeCamera, we had some good on-site reporting from Buzz before the event. He interviewed Jack, interviewed Joe. And in his interview with Joe, one thing especially really perked you up, Hugh, and got your attention. Here it was how it sounded yesterday in the pre-match interview.
All right, standing by with Joe to camera, the hammer, the second to arrive between you and Jack. Any strategy to that? They were talking about it on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to see him throw, which I did in the bullpen, so I feel pretty good about that. Just kind of getting myself mentally prepared in the car, which I feel great about. Also went to the bathroom and at my typical McDonald's stop, you know, after I ate lunch, which was not at McDonald's, by the way, but, you know, McDonald's pit stop, which is always needed. I feel good. I feel great. We got a great crowd here, which is awesome. And, you know, ready to rock and roll.
So, weird. I mean, a weird thing to throw in. Didn't really seem necessary for Joe to talk about his pit stop McDonald's go.
Well, he was, like, it was for him. Because it's something that some guys, like, they don't get the day started until they have their morning glory. You know, it's one of those things where it's a part of the routine, especially when you're getting ready to, you know, engage in a sporting event. I knew guys like that, but they would, you know, and they would basically do the same thing that he's doing.
I agree. Don't think it was needed context in that interview, though.
Well, no, you know? But he was just trying to tell you he was prepared.
Right.
I just like, and I didn't pick this up the first time, that he goes, McDonald's bathroom stop, which is always needed. Yeah. It's not always needed.
No. I mean, he...
Maybe for you.
Yes. And the always needed part is critical to this, because I'm driving in this morning, and, I mean, I didn't need any more on this, okay? I think we can all kind of deduce exactly what happened at McDonald's in the bathroom.
Excuse me.
But Joe did decide, of course, to go into further detail. Here's what he had to say and how this is kind of, you know, a regular thing for him.
Because my plan was drive over to the area, get food, go to the bathroom at McDonald's, which is, you know, a go-to, and then get there to see Jack warm up.
That was the plan.
That was literally the plan. It was the plan.
You go to two McDonald's.
No, this case, it wasn't McDonald's for the food. It was somewhere else for the food, McDonald's for the bathroom. You know, you go in, take the right-hand turn, bang, right in the stall.
That's just wrong.
It's just what it is. I was thinking yesterday, how many billions, or millions, but probably billions, has McDonald's made? They didn't get a buck out of me yesterday, but think how much money they've probably made through the years where people stop to go to the bathroom, like, yeah, you know what, I'm here, I'll grab Big Mac. I mean, I'm sure. I've done it myself. Anyway, so I got there about 11:30. Want to see?
I just don't think people use the McDonald's bathroom as religiously as you do.
I think you underrate James. Those that know, know. You're always within. I mean, unless you're in the boondocks, you're always within 10 to 12 minutes of McDonald's. It's the one thing that you can always go to. All you got to do is put in your phone McDonald's. There's always one within 10 minutes. I'm telling you.
I guess it's an IBS thing. I never am like, I need to be 10 minutes from the
James,
it's very
okay, let me put it this way. Those that need to know.
There you go.
Know. Okay.
That's better.
I'll ask you guys, have you ever just like, you know, stopped into a McDonald's? Is this like a regular thing for anybody else other than Joe?
It's a thing. Like Joe's right, it's a thing. I know people that they know strategically where the clean bathrooms are, I should say. And they tend to go there because it's comfortable for them. So, yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
I think everybody's had an emergency situation before where they've needed to go to the nearest bathroom.
Sure.
And that may be a McDonald's, could be another local fast food establishment, whatever. But to act as though it's a routine for him.
No, it
like,
is.
As though he made his daily McDonald's stop.
Right.
That's a lot.
Let me tell you what I heard when he said that. Because as an older gentleman, you know, like, if you're in tune with your body, you kind of know, like, there's a window of when it's time for you to go. Like, especially if Joe seems a little bit regimented to me, where he eats at a certain time and his body responds at a certain time. And it sounds to me like when he's driving to work, there's a good chance that might be the time that he needs to go.
Well, so.
You, no, seriously. I'm with you. I mean, seriously, it's one of those things, like, for me personally, when I get up in the morning, especially because I try not to eat after 7. So I know everything kind of jumps off about 5:30. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. It all
it's good
pops
to know,
off.
Man. Yeah.
About 5:30, then you go get the workout in and get ready for work. And then, you know, with the gallon of water, mm-hmm. then, you know, periodically you're going to have to go to the bathroom. But, yeah, you kind of know when it's going to pop off.
So I'm with Kyle here. Like, again, like everybody's been there. But the way he talks about this, as it's such a regular thing, is bizarre. That's not something I would do
it
regularly.
It makes me wonder if he gets recognized at his local McDonald's. Like, that's the guy that comes in here.
Right.
To just use our bathroom in the morning.
Yeah, like, how would you view that guy?
Hoover deuce.
Like, does he...
How would you view that guy?
Does Joe go in? Does he know the cashiers, yeah, like, by name? Like, hey, Jim, how's it going today? And he just strolls into the bathroom.
I don't know if they want that kind of relationship with him.
I would even venture to say that he probably has a couple of bathrooms that he probably hits on his way home or on his way to work.
But why can't you just wait till you get home or you get to work? I mean,
because when nature calls, when you get a little, see, you ain't there yet. When you get a little older, man, you want to play with your bladder and your bowel movements.
Are you not a similar age as the camera?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
No, he's not. But I thought he was talking about me. But that's what I'm saying, man. Hey, listen.
You didn't like that at all.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, no, it don't bother. It's the reality. When you get a little older, man, like they tell you, don't hold when you have to go to the bathroom. Don't hold it. Because you mess around and mess up your bladder.
But this is not, and I'm speculating, I guess, here. This doesn't sound like a number one situation.
No, this is a deuce.
Most he's certainly not.
Yeah.
He's dropping the deuce.
So, I don't know. I just, this whole thing felt, this conversation all felt like it could have been very easily avoidable if Joe hadn't willingly brought it up twice.
Yeah, well, he offered it
in the last 24 hours.
It was a part of his routine.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. He's regimented.
But he clearly wanted to share it.
Yeah, because he's regimented.
Yeah.
He likes to bring people behind the curtain a little bit.
Well, that's certainly behind the curtain. There's no question about that. But now, it's time for you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So, I didn't catch this instantly. I was on the phone, but Hugh caught himself. You people caught it. We had another instance of tongue-tied Douglas earlier on the show today.
Oh, we did. I missed it.
Because they obviously the organization field. That's why I caught it, because I laughed. That's why I laughed.
Was it organization?
Whatever I was trying to say. I caught it.
I must have been tuned out because I didn't catch it.
That's
either.
Why I started laughing.
It happens so often that it's harder to catch nowadays.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I caught it. That's why I laughed. Yeah. I was like, because I know those cats caught it.
Because they obviously the organization field.
Like, that's why I laughed.
Hullabaloo. Or hoobaloo. Hoobaloo. Or whatever you want to call it.
Happens a lot, man. Speaking of things that happened a lot this week, it's now day four of somebody thinking that Tom Kelly is Joe Giglio. Because we got to shut up Giglio in the chat earlier.
I think at this point it's a joke. It's an on-running joke.
These have got to be anti-Giglio bots at this point.
Maybe. Yeah. Yep. Joe Giglio needs to be arrested. So I don't know if for something else, just in general, or if people are, again, thinking that Tom Kelly is Joe Giglio. Not Joe Giglio. He'll be back Monday. Surprised that Hugh Douglas handled the driving incident as well as he did after his crash out yesterday.
It definitely was.
Quick growth by you.
I was happy that Hugh and Sean in Newark had a cordial conversation today.
That was not a crash out.
I know. I was.
That was a read the room.
I think you were right.
That was a read the room.
Okay. I just thought there might be some leftover combativeness today. I'm glad there wasn't.
You call it what you want.
Yeah. I want to call it a crash
you
out.
You people, and maybe me, call it a crash
I out. Enjoyed it, though. It was fun to watch.
Tom Kelly is obviously just mad about his awful haircut.
Oh, man. I thought the haircut looked good. I'm going to have to go get another haircut now.
Yeah,
make it look better.
There's more where that came from, buddy, because you asked for it today, and you did, too. And I thought they came with some good ones. But first, Hugh Douglas looks like a rotting tomato.
That's a good one.
It's kind of messed up, man.
That's a good one.
All right, TK. You got the actor from Rudy, which
Sean Astin, I can
see a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. TK looks like a door-to-door solar panel salesman that just won't take no for an answer.
I can see it. Yeah.
I like those.
TK looks like he scalps tickets to an amusement park.
I like the fact that they're real specific.
They're all very specific.
This is Hugh's new favorite thing, man.
It is pretty good, man. TK looks like a recently fired janitor. Very down on your luck in a lot of these, man.
Yeah.
DK looks like he runs the ring toss booth at your local carnival. Yeah,
I can see that one. So.
Oh, my God.
And one more, because this is probably the worst of them all. This is not the first time we've heard this. Wow, TK really does look like a young Paul Jolovitz. Some calling you Baby Jolly.
Where is the young Jolly stuff coming from?
Not Baby Jolly, dog.
That's right. On YouTube and Twitter. Like, it's out there. So
this is a thing.
Yeah, you should be wary of that.
I love Jolly, though. Yeah, he's a good looking man. So what can I say?
That's good spin.
I do enjoy the
they came at you
luck.
Pretty good today. That was good.
You people,
yeah,
they're funny,
phenomenal stuff. Well done by you people as always. Let's get in Mr. Shorehands. What's up, Mr.
Hands?
Yo, fella. So about the Joey D situation, right? I can relate a little bit because when you're running all around the tri-state area. Laying pipe and dropping hardwood, you got to know where the clean bathrooms is at. And I try not to leave out before I get my engine started. And I drop my deuce and then I go handle my business.
All right, no, Mr. Shorehands. Jeez.
The metaphors.
Necessary.
As far as that acupuncture, though, I definitely recommend you try it. I'm having back problems. I was in a couple bad car accidents. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, God is wonderful. And I'm still in one piece, but my back be going through it, and I refuse to get surgery. But when I was in doing rehab one time, they sent me, and I got acupuncture here. That relieves your back for like a month or two. Like, that was the best thing I ever had. And
oh, so you
I'm actually
keep going
trying
back.
To find that. Yeah,
got you.
But it's like something you don't got to do it that often. Maybe like it depends on how it works for you. But I ain't had to go back. I ain't had to do that for like every two, three months. So I would definitely recommend you try it. You all fellas right. Have an awesome day. Go all right. Phil.
Okay, go Phil.
Thanks, Mr. Shorehands. Appreciate the call. That was a weird cadence from Mr. Shorehands. It sounded like he had more to say.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But then
yeah.
He was just done.
Yeah.
So that's good advice for
acupuncture, you. Acupuncture, yeah. Acupuncture, I don't know, man. The needles, the whole needle things, and I've seen people do it. It's an art to it.
Yeah.
No question about it, but it's still a needle. And the people that usually get it, they say they don't feel it, but it's still a needle.
Yeah. That has never appealed to me.
Not the needle. The
bad
needle.
Injuries or anything, but
no.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it would be great, but no. That'll do it for us today. Thanks to Kyle Quinn for producing. So the Phillies off tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow as they take on the Padres in a 3-game series. Who do we got pitching that game tomorrow? I think we got Ranger, Wheeler, and then I think it's Christopher Sanchez on Sunday. So that's the matchups for this week. We'll obviously talk a lot about Phil's Padres tomorrow. Final series before the All-Star break. Fun show today. Thanks to Kyle for producing.
You're the man.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, the afternoon show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.